Anybody write their realizations of Navadvip Parikrama? You don't have to stop coming to class if you didn't. But if anybody did, they can bring them and put them here now. So we'll start with a short kirtan, and then we'll start by hearing a general introduction of Jagannath Puri Dham.
Gora Hari. Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. Jai Sachinandana, Gora Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari. Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Jai Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. Sachinandana, Jai Sachinandana. Jai Sachinandana, Gora Hari. Nittai Gora Hari.
Paramahansa Parabhajakacharya Osotera Sata Sri Srimad, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, today we will continue our journey from Sri Navadvip Dham to Jagannath Puri. So, we will note now that this is a continuation of the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which are basically divided into two sections, two halves. 24 years, his childhood pastimes, and his pastimes of learning, studying, becoming a great pundit, being unbearably arrogant, and harassing the Vaishnavas with his Sanskrit rhetorical knowledge, and then his pastimes of marriage, first marrying Lakshmi Devi, and then marrying Vishnu Priya Devi. All of these pastimes take place in Sri Navadvip Dham. Dadu. Hare Krishna. Then the Lord went to East Bengal, And then he returned and he went also to Gaya. And in Gaya, where he was performing the Shraddha ceremony for his father, he saw in the temple there the two lotus feet of the Lord. And somehow or other this evoked, of course this is all we can understand his transcendental pastimes, but this evoked his transcendental emotion of love of Krishna. And whilst in Gaya he again re-encountered Ishwarapuri, who he took initiation from, who he had met first in Navadvipa. And he became, as Prabhupada says sometimes, a God intoxicated person. He started to manifest the symptoms of somebody who was searching everywhere to try to find out where is Krishna. And he became so much obsessed with this mood of searching for Krishna that he set out immediately for Vrindavan, madly, just looking, where is Krishna? I have to find Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And he went towards Vrindavan. And a celestial voice in the sky told him, don't go now. You are actually here to perform your own pastimes. This is the inconceivability of the Lord's yoga maya, or pastime potency, that this voice is telling him, you cannot leave now, you cannot go to Vrindavan now, you have to return to Navadvipa and perform your pastimes for the benefit of the whole world. And many more beautiful things were spoken at that time. So gathering together his sense of responsibility, while still being completely overwhelmed with this ecstatic mood of trying to search out where is Krishna, the Lord returned to Navadvipa Dham. And then he began his Sankirtan pastimes, using the house of Srivas Thakur as the base. And nightly there would be Sankirtan Leela being performed, and all the inner Antaranga, the closest associates of his, would gather there nightly and have Kirtan. But further than that, Lord Nityananda, as we've heard in the last week in Mayapur, how merciful Lord Nityananda is, he wanted the Lord to manifest now not only his own Sankirtan pastimes with his confidential associates, but for the benefit of the whole world, he wanted that he should now exhibit his Sankirtan Leela. So using the pastime of Jagai and Madhai as the excuse, he brought the Lord out into the public eye. And then after the pastime with Chan Kazi, where the whole of Navadvipa were up in arms because there was some opposition to his Sankirtan movement, they took with burning torches at night, they made a huge procession to the Kazi's house. And now everything was open and public. And everybody in Navadvipa saw that this is actually what is taking place. Everyone recognized that the Lord's Sankirtan pastimes were being performed. But then, after that, he finished his studies and he began to contemplate at a certain point that actually there were external reasons, but he began to contemplate that actually I should accept this sannyas order, the renounced order, in order to continue to propagate this Sankirtan movement. So then he did like that. He escaped from his family obligations, his old mother and his very young and very beautiful and chaste wife. And he left them and he went to Katwa, and in Katwa he accepted sannyas, the renounced order of life. Of course, everyone in Navadvipa was completely overwhelmed in separation from him, as we were hearing when we were talking about Navadvipa, and they could hardly contain their lives. They could hardly believe that he could have done this, that he could leave them all. And there's I've forgotten where I was reading it, this one. It might have been in the Chaitanya Chandra Natak. There's some, or it also was in the one story of Srivas Thakur's son when he had died. When he saw when Mahaprabhu saw the love of all the residents of Navadvipa for him, and he knew what he was going to do, he was thinking, how am I going to be able to bear to leave these people who have so much love for me? How am I going to be able to break their hearts like this? But for the higher purpose, he arranged his pastimes in this way. So after taking sannyas, he became again immersed in the same mood, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, I'm going to Vrindavan. And he was walking madly. And as we heard, I think we were hearing that when he took sannyas, Nityananda Prabhu and Chandrasekhar Acharya, who we saw the deities at his house in the slideshow, they went with him that night. So he sent Chandrasekhar back to Navadvipa and told him, you tell everybody. Nityananda Prabhu sent him back. You tell everybody what has taken place. And Nityananda Prabhu said, I will follow him. So there are different accounts given by the different authors of this pastime. And the details sometimes differ slightly, and the mood slightly different. But according to Kavi Kanpur, in his Chaitanya Chandradaya play, Lord Nityananda followed Lord Chaitanya, who was walking as if mad. It described he didn't look right, left, forward, back, he didn't think anything. He was just walking, like a maddened elephant, just going to Vrindavan. Where is Krishna? Just walking. And Lord Nityananda was walking behind, watching him the whole time, thinking, how am I going to bring him back to external sense? And he wanted to bring him back towards Navadvipa, so he could have one final meeting with all of his dear associates in Navadvipa. So he devised a plan, seeing some cowherd boys. And he told them, because he saw that they were chanting, and when Lord Chaitanya saw them in his trance, he thought, oh, these are cowherd boys in Vrindavan. So Lord Nityananda told them, you tell him, when he asks you, where is Vrindavan, tell him to go this way. So then the boys were with their cows and they were playing, and then Lord Chaitanya came and said, which is the way to Vrindavan? They said, oh, you go this way, my lord. So he said, oh, thank you. And he was so pleased. And he was walking along the Ganga. And he said, oh, this is the Jamuna. And then Nityananda Prabhu entered into the scene. And Lord Chaitanya, half conscious, said, oh, Nityananda, you're coming also to Vrindavan. And he said, yes, my lord. He said, oh, it's so nice to see you going to Vrindavan. And he said, yes. He said, look. And Nityananda Prabhu said, look, this is the Jamuna. And Lord Chaitanya goes, oh, and he was falling down and he was offering so many prayers. I'm so fortunate, finally I've come to Vrindavan. And then meanwhile, Lord Nityananda has sent a man around to Shantipur and told him, bring a boat across the Ganga. No, this is not the Jamuna actually, it's the Ganga. But he's fooling Mahaprabhu into thinking that this is the Jamuna. So he sends a man and a boat comes. And all of a sudden Lord Chaitanya says, look, there's a Dvaitaracharya coming in a boat on the Jamuna. This is most amazing, he's also in Vrindavan. And Lord Nityananda says, yes, he's also comes to Vrindavan. And then, of course, he comes up. And Advaitacharya is feeling so much separation. There's a very beautiful verses in that play, which unfortunately I should have brought. But he's feeling so much the separation of Lord Chaitanya. And then he places the boat and he says, please step into the boat and cross the Ganga and come to my home. And Lord Chaitanya says, but I thought this was the Jamuna, and I was in Vrindavan. And then he says, well, wherever you are is Vrindavan, my lord. And actually, the Jamuna flows on this side of the Ganga. They join at Banaras, and this side is the Jamuna, and that side's the Ganga, so actually it's the Jamuna. So then Lord Chaitanya turns around and says, I have become a player in a play of Nityananda Prabhu's making. And he looks at Lord Nityananda, who looks away. And then he steps into the boat and he crosses the Ganga, and then he goes after that to Shantipur. And in Shantipur, already Advaitacharya has called all the devotees from Navadvipa, and he described that like an ocean they came. They were in so much anxiety just to see him again. And when they saw him with his shaved head, they were momentarily shocked. They could hardly imagine this sight. But nevertheless, they were so relieved to see him, they didn't care. They just came rushing. And then Sachidevi came. And when she saw her son, she was weeping, and he was crying, and they exchanged so many beautiful words. And so many sweet emotions were shared. And finally, the Lord then, she started cooking for him. This was her favorite pastime anyway. As long as she could cook for him, it was all right. So he stayed there for nearly 2 weeks. In Shantipur like that, and everybody felt that they got back their life and it was just like it had been before. But the Lord was thinking, what can I do? I have to move on now. He's already renounced. So he decided to speak with Sachidevi herself, and he told her that actually I made a great mistake. On a spur of the moment I accepted this renounced order of life, and I have made such a terrible mistake, and now look, I become mad, and I'm so sorry. Now I don't know what I should do. You're my mother. You please tell me what I should do next. So then, of course, Sachidevi thought, and she was thinking in her mind, well, the best thing would be if he could just stay with me anyway. But then he hinted to her that If he was in the renounced order of life and he would stay at home with his mother, perhaps people would criticize him. So then she thought to herself, well, if people would criticize my son, there'd be nothing worse than that. Because she was always thinking of his well-being. This is the difference between love and lust. Lust means selfishness, that we're thinking, what about me? If he leaves, what will happen to me? But love means you're thinking, how is he, where is he, what's happening to him? Whatever we best for him, that should be done. So we don't find this kind of love in this world. It's not possible to be here in conditioned soul's heart. But this is the feeling within the hearts of all the associates of Sri Krishna and the associates of Lord Chaitanya. So then Satyadevi, thinking in this way, she decided that yes, you're right, you should perhaps, you'll have to leave, but the best thing would be if you could go to Jagannath Puri. Because Jagannath Puri, Orissa and Bengal are side by side to each other. Anyone who's been from Mayapur to Jagannath Puri knows that just by an overnight train, you go to Calcutta, you get on the train in the night about 10 o'clock and you wake up in the morning in Jagannath Puri. So they're very close to each other. So Satyadevi said, if you would stay there, they're like two rooms in the same house. So then I would always be able to get information about your comings and goings and what you were doing. So that would pacify me. So then the Lord said, all right, and he accepted Jagannath Puri as his permanent residence for the next 24 years of his lila. But within that 24 years, he first left immediately for Jagannath Puri, accompanied by Mukunda, Damodar, I think, Jagadananda, and Lord Nityananda, those four associates. And they walked from West Bengal to Jagannath Puri. Then when they arrived in Jagannath Puri, the Lord went to see the temple of Lord Jagannath, took the darshan of Lord Jagannath and fainted, became unconscious in his ecstasy of seeing finally, oh, here is Krishna. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the king's pandit, priest, he was informed that this beautiful young sannyasi has fainted in the temple and we don't know what to do for his well-being. So he was taken to his house and he remained there whilst he was in Jagannath Puri at that time. Then the Lord said he wanted to travel to South India and start to preach. He wanted to go all around preaching. So everybody was, at that time none of his associates were there. Only these four and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So they didn't really want him to go, but because he was a young sannyasi, his next duty was to preach. So he went to South India, externally for the purpose of preaching. Internally, he went to meet one very important associate recommended by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was Ramananda Roy. And Ramananda Roy, as we know from reading Chaitanya Chaitamrita, by the empowerment given by Lord Chaitanya himself, he taught him so many things. Who can teach Lord Chaitanya anything? But he wanted him to say something. So it's just like Ramananda Roy said, I'm just like a cloud. The ocean is so vast, but by the power of the sun's rays, some of the water goes up as a cloud. And then that cloud travels in the sky, and when it touches the side of a mountain, it hits the mountain, it comes down again in the form of water. So you are like the ocean, but you're also like the mountain, and you have given something to me, and I am now speaking as it is coming down in your presence. So thinking like that, Ramananda Roy spoke, and he spoke about bhakti from the very, very beginning. From Vanashram Dharma, when one tries to regulate his life around Vedic ideas, right up through all the different rasas, Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakyaras, Vatsalyaras, the different moods and relationships with Krishna, up to the highest level of love of the residents of Vrindavan. So then he spoke so many more things to Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya said, please go now to Jagannath Puri. I am coming this way preaching and I will meet you in Jagannath Puri. I cannot live without your association. So Ramananda Roy agreed. He gave up his government post and he went immediately to Jagannath Puri. The Lord continued to travel and met other people. And then he returned to Jagannath Puri. And then the question arose, where should he live? Because when he came in the beginning, he had no home. He was temporarily staying with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya consulted with the king. And the king consulted with his chief minister, whose name was Kazi Mishra. And together they all discussed this issue, where should the Lord stay when he comes to Jagannath Puri? And they concluded that the best place for him to stay was in the house of Kazi Mishra, who had a small room underneath the stairway. He can stay there. It is called now Gambira. At that time it was Kazi Mishra Bhavan. It was the house of Kazi Mishra. So the Lord, when he came back from South India, he moved into that house. And when he moved into that house, then his associates all began to come. So I don't want to speak any more directly about Lord Chaitanya, because we have a day where we will discuss specifically his pastimes in Puri. But I'd like to go now to a general introduction of Jagannath Puri itself. So in your books, page 28, Sri Purushottam Kshetra. This is another name for Jagannath Puri, because Lord Jagannath is also called Purushottam Dev. Purush, the topmost Purush, the topmost supreme Lord, is Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. So the prominent worshipable personalities in Jagannath Puri are two. One is very dominant, and that is Lord Jagannath. And everyone in Jagannath Puri and everyone in Orissa knows about Lord Jagannath. And in every house you'll see Lord Jagannath somewhere. Every shop, Lord Jagannath is somewhere. On the back of the rickshaws they have like a lotus with Jagannath eyes. And everywhere you'll see something related to Lord Jagannath. But it's not that everybody in Jagannath Puri knows Lord Chaitanya. His pastimes are a little secret. And they're not known by the common, ordinary persons who come to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Jagannath. Jagannath Puri is called one of the Char Dhams, or the four principal dhams in India. There's Jagannath Puri, Badrinath, Rameshwaram, and Dwarka Puri. These four dhams, it's considered very auspicious to take darshan of all four. So there are many persons who are coming to Jagannath Puri just to do that, and that's all. They're coming to see Lord Jagannath, and then they'll proceed on from there. They have no information about Lord Chaitanya. They don't understand what is the inner significance of the Rath Yatra. They just come and they help to pull the Rath cart, and then they go on with their prayers for some purushat, some benefit that they want. Something they want in this world. Please help my son and daughter get a nice husband and wife. Please help us to make a lot of money. Please save us from this disease. Please help us to get a nice house. These kind of requests, they know that they should go to Lord Jagannath because they're pious. So they go and they pray like that. So the significance of the Dham. When we were studying before Navadvip, we didn't have our books at that time. But you can see on page 8, the significance of Navadvip Dham was that it was non-different than Vrindavan. And the significance of Sri Purushottam Kshetra is that it is non-different from Dwarka and also from Kurukshetra. Then we're looking at also what is the mood of the Dham. The mood of Navadvip Dham was one of mercy and compassion. So we heard that the merciful element there is the holy name. And we heard so many songs where Lord Nityananda was giving the holy name easily for the price of one's faith. He was telling everyone, chant the holy name. This is the essence of religion, Sarva Dharma Sar. This is the essence of all religion, the holy name. So this is the mercy that's available in Navadvip. You chant the holy name there and you make so much advancement. No matter if you're qualified, unqualified, spiritually advanced or disinterested, you make so much advancement in Navadvip Dham. So the particular mood of Jagannath Puri is Aishwarya. That means that the worship of Lord Jagannath is done with great opulence and it is done with great reverence. So I had the good fortune of going recently to Jagannath Puri for a couple of days with some Indian couple from Delhi. And when we got to the point of taking darshan of Lord Jagannath, of course they had to go by themselves. So I went back to the place we were staying and they went to the temple. So when they came back, I said to them, because before that we'd seen mostly just the places of Lord Jagannath, Narendra Sarovara, all the different places of his pastimes. So I said, so what did you think of the darshan of Lord Jagannath? And they said, well, it wasn't very opulent in the sense that, like, we have opulence with all fancy necklace and crowns and things like that. The deity worship, the deity appearance was quite simple. But the majesty of the height of everything, the hugeness of the temple inside, and the vastness of everything created such a feeling of reverence and awesomeness that you could really perceive that this was worship that was being done in majesty. So then we went the next day together to see Tota Gopinath, which is the deity in Vrindavan, that in Jagannath Puri, that reminded Lord Chaitanya of Vrindavan. And it was a deity that he gave into the care of Gadadhar Pandit. He personally found the deity in the sand. He uncovered the deity in the sand and gave it to Gadadhar Pandit and told him, you worship him, worship Gopinath. So Gopinath is, the temple is very small and the dress and everything is very plain. And a pujari is very informal, sort of walks on the altar. You can't quite tell if he's taken a bath or not, but maybe he has. And he just goes in and they put all the, every day they put the eyebrows and all the decorations on with the chandan, sandalwood. And so he just will do that if they do that in front of you. He's just in the morning, he wakes up, they open the doors, and he's just in his night clothes, no crown, no earrings, nothing, just sitting there like that, until the pujaris get it together. And he's like a family deity, so there's no regulation of their worship. And then they close the curtain, do the abhishek and everything. They bathe him, the full deity himself, not a big, big black marble deity. And then they dress him very simply, then they open the curtain, and he just only has half-dressed. And then in front of you they do everything else, slowly, gradually. They put on his crown and his earrings, and then they slowly come around with the chandan and slowly put on his eyebrows, and sometimes something happens and they go and take care of that and come back and do the next part. And I noticed one day I said to the pujari, you know, one day you put it on and it's like, it looks like Radha Kuntilak, it's very dark, and the next day it's very white. So he says, oh yes, and he showed me the sandalwood piece of wood that he uses to grind it. He says, see, so one part's red, one part's white, you know, and the wood's like that. So, you know, so there's no attempt at formality there. It's the worship, everything, the mood. It's very, very small and simple and very friendly. So this is the Vrindavan mood. But when you go to see Lord Jagannath, with a huge wall around the temple, and then we cannot even go inside, we stand outside and go like this, and we look at Patita Pavan Jagannath. He came because he had one great devotee who was a Muslim who could not go inside, who prayed and prayed and fasted outside and said, I'll stay here and die if you don't come and give me your darshan. So the Lord came and it was time to change the deities. So he came to the door, so he's established, installed there. There's one deity of Lord Jagannath called Patita Pavan. So when all the pandas flock around and they want to take your money and make you buy the Mahaprasad through them, give some donation to them, they always, because they can't ask you to go inside where there are many, many more pandas waiting to attack anyone who comes in and ask them for money, so they point to Patita Pavan Jagannath and say, look, this is your Jagannath, you can worship him here. So Jagannath Puri has this dual mood, this mood of this excitement, and Lord Jagannath's worship is, he doesn't take rest until sometimes 1 a.m. It's not regulated like the worship we have here. And he's supposed to be served 54 times a day. And he says his hands are never dry. So now I heard that they serve, I think 5 or 6 offerings are made to him. And there's a huge amount of Jagannath Mahaprasad, which is actually the specially merciful feature of the Lord. In Jagannath Puri, where do you get your quickest, what do you get the quickest result from? You get the quickest result from honoring Lord Jagannath Mahaprasad. And there's so much of it. And for those who can go inside, there's a place called Ananda Bazaar inside the temple itself. And there they have an unlimited amount, practically, of prasadam. And so this is the special feature in Jagannath Puri that makes the gives us the benefit, the efficacy of Lord Jagannath is given in Kali Yuga. So now, looking at our list again, Prikram information. There is no set schedule. There's not a set schedule like in Navadvip, we go in a certain direction around, it takes 9 days. There is no Prikram listed. But it is said that Prikrama performed in Purushottam month is very auspicious. So every 2.5 years, I think it is, I may be wrong, but I think it's every 2-2.5 years, comes like a leap month, an extra month in the Indian calendar, which is called the month of Purushottam. And if one goes to Jagannath Puri and spends that month in Jagannath Puri, it's considered very auspicious. And this is written about in the book. The most informative book on Jagannath Puri is called the Purushottam Mahatmya. I think it's from the Skanda Purana. So in there it describes the rituals involved in doing that. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was born in Jagannath Puri. And he loved Jagannath Puri very much. And he took his disciples on Parikrama in Jagannath Puri. But there's no given description of how they proceeded. So other information. Oh, special events. There are 10 major festivals of Lord Jagannath. The ones we are familiar with are Rath Yatra, Snani Yatra, Chandan Yatra, and Harapanchami. These four are mentioned in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. So we can talk about those more perhaps tomorrow. The other information, the mood of Puri is one of opulence and majesty. But the sentiment experienced by Lord Chaitanya during his pastimes here was one of union in separation. So this is interesting. In Navadvip Dham, the Lord was searching, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, when he manifests that particular mood, when he revealed his inner sentiment. So when he came to Jagannath Puri, he would see, oh, there is Krishna. Looking on the altar, he would see Lord Jagannath, and he did not see him as Jagannath, the Lord of the universe. But he, being as we understood in the early beginning of our classes, he being Krishna, searching for himself in the mood of Srimati Radharani. He wasn't interested in seeing Jagannath, the Lord of opulence and majesty. He was interested in seeing Shyamasunda, Krishna in Vrindavan, as only Radharani had interest in Krishna in Vrindavan. She had no interest in any other form of Krishna, any other expansion of Krishna. So in that mood, Lord Chaitanya would see Shyamasunda. But what would he see also? On one side he would see that he would see Subhadra, and then next to her he would see Baladev, the older brother of Krishna, Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balaram. So he would feel, while he was seeing, yes, this is Shyamasunda, this is my beloved, this is my Krishna, but look, he's with his elder brother and his sister. In the mood of Radharani would feel some shyness. And this mood that was exhibited by Lord Chaitanya of seeing Krishna, Shyamasunda, with Balaram and Subhadra was the mood that Srimati Radharani felt when she saw Krishna again after he had left Vrindavan and he arrived at Kurukshetra. As we know the story, that Krishna, he was also thinking all the time, how can I meet again the residents of Vrindavan? And they were thinking, how can we meet again with him? And Krishna knew they'll never come to Dwarka, because Dwarka is such a place, this opulence and this majesty, and they're village people. They will not feel comfortable here. Srimati Radharani, she's wearing flower ornaments,
and gunja berries, little red and black berries, made into her necklaces. And her ornaments, decorations of the hair are red flowers, or beautiful white earrings made of these flowers. Crowns made out of flowers, sometimes made by the hand of Krishna himself. But here in Dwarka, what do the queens wear? They are wearing beautiful golden crowns, so many wealthy jewels, so many things, so much opulence is there, silk, gold, everything. How will these simple village girls feel comfortable here? And how will they get to talk to Krishna anyway, because he's surrounded by so many queens? Now he is in the opulent, majestic mood. So therefore the residents of Vrindavan, especially Srimati Radharani, could never come to Dwarka. And Krishna feared, in some of the literature of the Goswamis, it is said that he feared that if he was to try to leave and go to Vrindavan, all the Yadavas would say, no, 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 you can't go there, please don't go. And all his queens would become upset and they'd say, please, please, you can't go there. Because they fear that Krishna actually loves the gopis more than us. They fear this. But of course, this is a transcendental mood. This is not a mundane, selfish emotion. But they know that the love of the residents of Vrindavan is higher than their love. So therefore, Krishna had to find an independent place where he could meet the gopis or the residents of Braja. So he came with the Yadavas, and they came from Vrindavan to Kurukshetra, which is just in UP, so not so far from here. Overnight practically you can get there, or less time. So they came there, and Lord Krishna came there, and they met there. But it wasn't the same. Because before Srimati Radharani would see Krishna, he was always barefoot. In Vrindavan he never wore shoes. And he just wore a peacock feather, a simple turban and a peacock feather, and his flute tucked in his belt, like a simple casual cowherd boy. But now Srimati Radharani saw that he had a helmet, a gold helmet on his head, and armor on his chest, and shoes on his feet, and he was surrounded by all of these royal relatives. So she was feeling, yes, it's Krishna, but it's not the same. This is called union in separation. Separation in union. Meeting, but it's not full, not complete, not completely satisfying. So this mood of opulence and majesty, when Lord Chaitanya would see this in the Jagannath temple, then he would return to Gambira. And in Gambira, where he lived, he would feel the feeling of Radharani when Krishna had left. Simply he had left Vrindavan. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Simply thinking like that, crying and crying, where is Krishna? And then he would sometimes go daily to see Gopinath, and there he would see, oh, here is Krishna. This is the mood of Vrindavan. So Jagannath Puri has this mysterious outer and inner mood to it. The opulence on the outside, and then this inner secretive mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even the scholars of Jagannath Puri who write about Jagannath Puri don't understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many times they say that he was a saint. He suffered from epilepsy, and that's why he used to always fall unconscious here and fall unconscious there. He was a great saint. You know, he should be worshipped for his teachings. He was very liberal to the poor. He didn't agree with the caste system. This is their outer understanding of what was Lord Chaitanya doing. So it is only by the mercy of our Guru Parampara system and hearing from the proper authorities that we can go like inside the honey jar and taste a little, have a little taste, a little drop of an idea of what is actually Jagannath Puri and what are the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya while he's there. So the prominent places of Lord Jagannath's pastimes are the Jagannath Mandir, and Gundicha, which is the place where the Rathyatra cart ends up and stays for 1 week. Gundicha is also considered to be Vrindavan in Puri. Lake Indradyumna is the lake nearby to Gundicha, where the water is carried from to wash the Gundicha temple every year before they have the Rathyatra festival. And Lake Narendra, Narendra Sarovara, is a very big sarovara or lake, not big by any geographical sense, but for a structured pond, it's quite large. And there, Lord Jagannath enjoys his pastimes every year, the boat festival. Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, the prominent places are Haridas Thakur's Samadhi, which we'll hear about Haridas Thakur especially, Siddha Bakul was the Bakul tree planted by Lord Chaitanya's hand for the shelter and residence under which Haridas Thakur resided whilst in Jagannath Puri. Gambira, the place where Lord Chaitanya resided, Kasi Mishra's house. And Tota Gopinath, the temple of Gopinath, which was his Vrindavan manifestation. And what is the benediction of the Dham? It is said that both Navadvip and Puri are sadhana stham. That means they're both places for practicing and understanding what is sadhana. In Navadvip, the prominent aspect of the sadhana is the holy name. The importance of chanting the holy name is glorified everywhere. How you will get all success in chanting by chanting the holy name. And the emphasis, the helpful aspect for sadhana of Jagannath Puri is to understand the mood of separation. Because by this mood of separation, one can advance in devotional service. And for us, if we can think a little, we can see that this mood of separation is very relevant because we are separate from Krishna. This is our condition. But we're so dull by the influence of being long time under the Mahamaya potency that we don't perceive exactly that we're separate from Krishna. We think of ourselves somehow as independent of Krishna and oftentimes functioning on our own intelligence quite well. And when some disaster comes, then we think, oh, Krishna, Krishna, oh, what should I do now? But actually we're in Nitya Badha, we're in practically an unlimited eternal separation mood, separate from Krishna. So this mood of separation, feeling of separation, longing to be with Krishna, is the force that will quickly bring us into Krishna's association. So this mood is exhibited by Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes in Jagannath Puri. So the benediction of the Dham is that by hearing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, one can obtain entrance into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. One can enter Vrindavan through Jagannath Puri. So I think I'll stop here and we'll go on tomorrow with further information about Lord Jagannath. And I don't suppose there are any questions, but if there are any questions, we can ask. Yes.
Was this the Dwarka Krishna that Srimati Radharani saw in Kurukshetra?
You mean the mood was like that? She always saw, even in Kurukshetra, she could understand that this was Shyamasundar, but his mood was different. So she didn't want that mood, because in that mood she couldn't be, her love for him couldn't be go up. She couldn't express her love because there were so many other foreign elements. So Jagannath there is in that mood, yes, like in Kurukshetra. But it's not that it's a different... in her eyes she was seeing Shyamasundar. Lord Chaitanya was seeing Shyamasundar. He wasn't seeing, oh, this is Dwarka Krishna. He was seeing, oh, this is Vrindavan Krishna.
And one other thing was
Lord Chaitanya
was saying, what about the Navadvip that you fear that, you know, defenses aren't as significant as if they're done at Vrindavan or something, you know, the devotee, especially, I guess, in chanting and so forth. So, what is it about Navadvip that creates that, and is there any difference in Puri?
And in Navadvip Dham, we have the mercy, of course, of the Dham. We have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, that he's Patita Pavan. But also, very dominantly, we have the mercy of Lord Nityananda also, who gives so many benedictions that accommodate for all kinds of fallen personalities like ourselves to be able to go there without fear that, you know, we'll be suffering due to the inability to act on the pure platform as of yet. And in Jagannath Puri, Lord Jagannath is also notably very merciful. When we hear of the story of Nila Madhav, which was the appearance of Lord Jagannath, it was described that Lord Jagannath also was particularly merciful incarnation for the Kali Yuga persons. So he has also his own special compassionate nature. So it's my experience that also in Jagannath Puri you perceive the same thing. There's a great deal of encouragement from the mercy of Lord Jagannath that anyone, Patita Pavan, can be delivered by his mercy. So it is, depends on the personalities, what they require in the way of worship. We see it in the worship of Lord Jagannath is simpler in many ways. He's very compassionate, so we can take advantage of that in Jagannath Puri. The most prominent it's the element of the, whereby the mercy is given. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that it's the dust in Vrindavan, the holy name in Navadvip, and in Jagannath Puri is the Mahaprasad in Kali Yuga. Any more questions? If there are no more questions, I'd like to read very quickly, although some of these personalities will not be known to everybody, but gradually they will become known, and you can read it again after. This is page 30, Sri Mahaprabhu Astakam. This was written by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So first of all, Swarup Damodar. Each one of these verses is addressed to Swarup Damodar. Who is Swarup Damodar? Swarup Damodar came and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri right after he arrived back from South India. And Swarup Damodar was a school friend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip Lila. Then he went to Banaras and he took sannyas. And then he returned to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri and he became his personal secretary. And he was constantly helping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in every way. And no one could approach Mahaprabhu except through first approaching Swarup Damodar. And in Krishna Lila, because we know that Navadvip and Puri Lila are Chaitanya Lila and Krishna Lila, there is a separate identity. Swarup Damodar in Krishna Lila, of course, is Lalita Devi, who's the most closest to Srimati Radharani, always taking care of everything and even chastising Krishna if she thinks that he is acting inappropriately for Radharani's pleasure. So Swarup Damodar was so much close to Lord Chaitanya. So the first verse, Swarup Damodar, he is yours. With these words affectionately marked with a smile and making Raghunath Das so happy that the hairs of his body stood erect, Lord Gaurchandra gave a sign of his deep love in that secluded place. May Lord Gaurchandra eternally shine in my heart. So this verse refers to the fact that Raghunath Das Goswami, as a young man, came to the shelter of Lord Chaitanya in Puri. He was destined to be one of the most important of Lord Chaitanya's associates in so many ways. But when he came at this young age, immediately Mahaprabhu gave him into the care of Swarup Damodar. So he was called the Raghunath of Swarup. So he was always with Swarup Damodar and learned everything about Mahaprabhu from Swarup Damodar. Swarup Damodar, how did Rupa Goswami understand the wound in my heart? Read this verse, he wrote about it on this palm leaf. Speaking these words, the Lord made Rupa Goswami's heart tremble in ecstatic love. May Lord Gaurchandra eternally shine in my heart. So this verse refers to the fact that Rupa Goswami understood the mood of Srimati Radharani seeing Krishna in Kurukshetra. And she was thinking, there is the same Krishna and I'm the same Srimati Radharani, but I long to see him not here in this opulent, majestic setting, but to see him by the bank of the Jamuna under the Kadamba trees on the moonlit night of Chaitra, when we can be together and speak intimately and sweetly as we had spoken in so many loving pastimes in Vrindavan. So Srila Rupa Goswami, understanding that this was Mahaprabhu's innermost, inner secret mood that only Swarup Damodar knew, and Swarup Damodar told no one. When Rupa Goswami came there and understood this and wrote it, a verse similar to the verse that Lord Chaitanya was constantly saying at the Rathayatra festival, then by this, this is the inner part, this is the pastime that this particular verse refers to. The third verse, Swarup Damodar, amongst those aspiring devotees, you have not selected one worthy to explain the most exalted Parikya Ras. With a glance, the Lord then singled out the astonished Sanatana Goswami. May Lord Gaurachandra eternally shine in my heart. Swarup Damodar, I made the entire universe chant Lord Hari's name, but why can I not make this son of Shivananda Sen chant? By speaking these words, the Lord transformed that child into a great poet. May Lord Gaurachandra eternally shine in my heart. So the small boy, his name was Paramananda. Shivananda Sen had been requested by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to name his son after Paramananda Puri, who was a great sannyasi, senior man there. So then he did that. And then he came and he had the good fortune even to suck Mahaprabhu's toe, this small baby. But when he told him to chant, he wouldn't chant. And everybody said, why won't he chant? He's a small boy, why won't he chant? And then Swarup Damodar said, I think he's chanting in his mind. He's constantly chanting in his mind. So the Lord benedicted him and he grew up to become this great poet, Kavi Karnpur, who wrote the Chaitanya Tandradoya Natak and also the Gaura Ganadesh Deepika, where he gave the names of who were the eternal associates in Krishna Lila and Navadvipa Lila. He explained all those things. So he became a very great poet as a result of this mercy. Swarup Damodar, let the lotus-eyed gopis describe the nectar stream that flows in Braj. My ears yearn for that stream, which is born from intense jealous love. Look, here is the jealous goddess of fortune. Speaking in this way, may Lord Gaurachandra eternally shine in my heart. So during the Hara Panchami ceremony, it's when Lakshmi Devi, Mahalakshmi, she comes out of the temple and she goes to, approaches the attendants of Lord Jagannath and beats them. Her attendants beat them and call Lord Jagannath back from Gundicha to come back immediately to the Jagannath temple. So this is the extreme jealous mood of the goddess of fortune, Mahalakshmi Devi. Swarup Damodar, you are a temple of nectar. You are the home of my happiness. Here in Jagannath Puri, you are my Braj. Speaking these words and embracing him, the Lord overwhelms Swarup Damodar, making the hairs of his body stand up in ecstasy. May that Lord Gaurachandra eternally shine in my heart. Swarup Damodar, what did I see? Where, my Lord? In a dream at night. Tell me, what was it, my Lord? It was a youth who was a monsoon cloud. What did he do? Do you see him now? He has not left my sight. May Lord Gaurachandra eternally shine in my heart. Swarup Damodar, why does smiling Krishna not come before my eyes? O friend, why does he not extend his hand to me? Again and again, this is referring to Lord Chaitanya now, again and again he runs, stumbles, sighs and trembles. May Lord Gaurachandra eternally shine in my heart. This is referring to the inner moods of Mahaprabhu's sentiments in Jagannath Puri. Swarup Damodar, why Lord Chaitanya makes the saintly devotee who daily reads these eight wonderful and confidential verses, glorifying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and filled with the nectar pastimes of the Lord with Swarup Damodar Goswami, taste the sweetness of deep love for his lotus feet and makes him a personal associate of Swarup Damodar. So I was reading in Navadvipa Bhavataranga, at the end of that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the benediction that if you read this book and you have the proper sentiment, you will become the eternal associate of Swarup Damodar. So this is indicating how important personality Swarup Damodar is, being that he is non different than Lalita Devi herself. So we have to stop here so everyone can attend to the evening aarti. Jai Hare Krishna. Thank you.